Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is plenty of drama ahead of tomorrow's New York Democratic Convention at Hofstra University.
Jimmy Bielkein with Politico New York is on our news line. Jimmy, often these state conventions are merely a formality, but not this year.
That's right. There's still tension about who the Democratic Party will put as its nominee for attorney general. That office came available a few weeks ago when Eric Schneiderman suddenly resigned amid revelations of intimate partner abuse in the New Yorker magazine. The leading candidate is New York City public advocate Letitia James. It seems she does have enough support from party leaders to win a spot on the ballot. What remains to be seen is whether someone else will be given a slot to have a primary run against her.
Even the race for governor is being contested this time around. Will Cynthia Nixon be at the convention tomorrow?
Yes. Now, under New York law, you don't have to go to the convention to get on the ballot, but it is one easy way to do it. It was expected that Nixon, an actor best known for her work in Sex and the City, will circulate petitions over the summer to try and win a slot that way. But she says she is going to the convention. Her name will be placed in nomination by her high school history teacher, Miss Janice Warner of the Bronx. And again, it doesn't appear that she will get enough support from the delegates to win that spot. Governor Cuomo in this crowd is the overwhelming favorite. And of course, polls show that he's ahead of Nixon and has a massive lead when it comes to his campaign war chest.
New York Republicans will hold their convention in Manhattan tomorrow, and there's some drama near the bottom of their ticket?
That's right. Everyone expects that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro will win the Republican gubernatorial nod, but there's still no real consensus on who the party will nominate for attorney general or comptroller. Manny Alejandro of Brooklyn and Thomas Humbach of Rockland County have put their name forward for AG. There are a few others as well. And for comptroller, there's Jonathan Trichter, a Democratic operative who worked for Harry Wilson, the party's 2010 nominee, as well as Joel Giambra, a former executive from Erie County, that's near Buffalo, who has for the last several years made his living as a lobbyist.
Do Republicans have any chance in any of those races, Jimmy?
Well, it's tough for Republicans in New York. They're outnumbered 2-1. Democrats control most of the levers of power and generally have much stronger campaign coffers. It's a little bit tougher this year with President Trump in the White House. He's not a popular figure here in his home state.
Always great analysis from Jimmy Bielkein with Politico New York. Jimmy, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.